It was August 2nd when we snapped our last link with the outer world by bidding farewell to the Esmeralda. Since then, 4 days have passed, during which we have engaged 2 large canoes from the Indians, made of so light a material, skins over a bamboo framework, that we should be able to carry them round any obstacle. These we have loaded with all our effects, and have engaged 2 additional Indians to help us in the navigation. I understand that they are the very 2, Attica and Ipetu by name, who accompanied Professor Challenger upon his previous journey. They appeared to be terrified at the prospect of repeating it. But the chief has patriarchal powers in these countries, and if the bargain is good in his eyes, the clansman has little choice in the matter. So tomorrow we disappear into the unknown. This account I am transmitting down the river by canoe, and it may be our last word to those who are interested in our fate. I have, according to our arrangement, addressed it to you, my dear Mr. McArdle, and I leave it to your discretion to delete, alter, or do what you like with it. From the assurance of Professor Challenger's manner, and in spite of the continued skepticism of Professor Summerlee, I have no doubt that our leader will make good his statement, and that we are really on the eve of some most remarkable experiences.